must be a conspiracy, the security guard said curiously as another homeless man approached the jewelry shop. They always seem to know when the owner's in the store. Tried to be discreet, but the man there from the street cried for mercy, and the cries reached the owner's ears. So when he walked, this urban clutter, he looked like street and smelt like gutter. But the owner treated him like a prince, laid out the finest things for him. The man's eyes grew and pointed to a pearl that lay beneath the glass. How much do you have? The owner asked. Well, this stunned the man. He couldn't speak. What could he say? The other said he'd give away. Shame engulfed his shallow frame. Can't afford it, muttered said. Sought to turn to go until the owner stopped him with his hand. I didn't ask you if you could, I just asked how much you had, he said. The man emptied his pockets, the remnants of his life. A cap from a beer bottle, a picture of his ex-wife, some loose change, a ticket stub, some tissues on which he had cried. At the sight of all this garbage, the owner's eyes grew wide. It's a deal, he said with glee. The man was stunned. If it were free, that would be one thing, but for this? The owner seemed ignorant and bliss. The man, confused, ashamed, and glad, fell upon his knees and said, don't know why you take this life. It's not worth the sacrifice. And at times it's quite deplorable. No, I couldn't pay the price. So imagine my ninth grader, a 14-year-old masturbator, mocked for years, and so I built a perfect replica of myself and did quite well within that frame. I knew the part, played the game, and didn't even think of change until he appeared and wanted me. I mean, I was the third wheel, a bully's dream, the last kid picked on every team, and the ones I got on didn't win. Wanted by someone such as him? I cannot tell you how that felt. I fell down to the ground and knelt and gave him most of my life that day. Most, you say? Well, I must confess there were some chains of sin, I guess, that I just didn't want to let go. So I was pulled and I was ripped, with one foot on the ground and one on the ship. I'm not sure when I gave my all, and I'm not convinced that I've done it still. But I am here to tell you, the more I surrender to his will, the more I win. Which works out well, as I'm pretty good at losing. Don't know why you take this life. It's not worth the sacrifice. And at times it's quite deplorable. No, I couldn't pay the price. So imagine my surprise to find your soul. Listening to me that can't have God in their life right now. There's no one who can hear my voice that can't afford 100%. Everybody's got 100%. It's not about how much you have, it's about how much you give away. No one can be half a saint. No one can be kind of holy. You are or you aren't. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do. That's why he died for me and you. But his grace is sufficient to carry us through in the days or the nights or the times we're just too tired or lazy or weak or crazy. Well, a little crazy's good, you know. You'll have to be if you're gonna go to the cross, because that's where he went and gave 100%, a price that we all can afford. Let's give it to the Lord and sing.
Take all that I